Welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews for yet another in-depth interrogation of another Disney movie or another movie in general. Today we are talking about the live-action Lilo and Stitch. I hope you caught yesterday's program because we talked about the original one, and if you missed that, be sure to go back and check it out. It was a lot of fun, and this one is too, but maybe for a few different reasons. I want to say right up front that this one also has an innocent rating on the deputy scale, but there are some things in this one that may upset a few Disney purists. Now, I'm just trying to think of it from the whole thing of, okay, there's an entirely new generation that is getting to experience Lilo and Stitch for the first time in live action format. And if you were a little bit weary of another Disney live action after the recent debacle that was Snow White. I can't even say that it is Snow White, and I know I still need to get that review up. There are some ones that are just hard to do, and that is one of them. Now, I will have that up at some point in the near future. I've been getting a lot of requests for it, especially with this live-action Lilo and Stitch coming out. So I want to kind of get right to that. Like I said, this does have an innocent rating, and score-wise, I'm actually going to let you know what that is right up front. The score I gave the original Lilo and Stitch was a 7.75 out of 10 on the deputy scale. The live-action is actually getting a 6.5 on the deputy scale. Now, that may surprise you a little bit, knowing how harsh it can be on the rating system. But it's also a significant decline from what the original movie was, and I want to touch on that. But you know me, no spoilers ever, so you don't ever have to worry about that. But in this one, it's kind of the same story. We see the experiment 626 that was created that was never supposed to be created, and so he was exiled to Earth, which of course we know is Earth, and landed on the island of Kauai. And as his ship crashed down, Lilo and Nani were in Lilo's room, and they see this shooting star going across the sky, and Lilo needs to make a wish on this falling star, and she wishes for a friend. Now, who are Lilo and Nani, you might wonder, if you are not familiar with the story. Lilo and Nani are sisters, and they live on the island of Kauai. They lost their parents in a tragic accident, and so it is Nani's responsibility to take care of Lilo. And Nani is late teens, early 20s, and Lilo is probably 6 or 7 years old in that range there. And so she is trying her best, Nani is. She's trying to hold down a job and trying to take care of everything that she needs to do with Lilo and just kind of take care of everything. So the last thing that she needs is a pet to take care of. Well, Lilo goes to the animal shelter and absolutely falls in love with Stitch and his hi. He is just so cute. He's so ugly, he's cute, almost like Cabbage Patch dolls back in the day. But so she falls in love with him, and they take him home, and it's supposed to just be for a day. In this movie, it's supposed to just be for a day. And it's not quite as cumbersome, troublesome, worrisome as kind of it played out in the first movie, where Stitch just kind of made Nani's life miserable by basically getting her fired from a bunch of different jobs that she was trying to do. In this one, there is a little bit of that, but a lot more of the focus in this story is just on Lilo, and then it has to do with the fact that Pleakley and Jumba came down to basically capture Stitch and finish exiling him to another planet. Well, if you are at all familiar with the first movie, Pleakley and Jumba is actually the creator of 626, and Pleakley is an expert on mosquitoes. Now, that will make sense if you watch the movie, because in both of the Lilo and Stitches, the mosquitoes are an endangered species that have basically protected Earth from being annihilated, which, I mean, it's just a small piece of the story, but it's just kind of one of those things when you're kind of going, huh? But we don't get to necessarily see Jumba and Pleakley play out in their typical form, because in this one, they are shape-shifting into humans. Now, that kind of complicates the story in a whole different direction that I'm trying to figure out how I want to word that without giving away any spoilers, but they are trying to capture Stitch, and it doesn't seem like it's quite as much of a priority to them. They're trying to check out other things. They're trying to do other things. And they're not necessarily worried about the human population as much as they are in the cartoon version. They are just worried about trying to catch Stitch, but not... the priority just doesn't seem to be there. The urgency of it, I hope so I can talk, does not seem to be the same. And so as we were watching this whole thing with Nani and with Lilo, we are still seeing social services get involved in Child Protective Services, and they're trying to evaluate what is best for Lilo. And that is one of the directions that this movie really varies significantly from the cartoon one. The priorities of Lilo and Nani are not necessarily the same as they were in the cartoon. And how that plays out and everything it's going to break some people's hearts. I mean, there are still some very touching moments. Unfortunately, it does break my heart that some key moments from the cartoon were cut from this one, though they did keep in there is a very pivotal scene where Stitch asks if he can say goodbye at one point in the movie. And if you are at all familiar with the story, you know the one I'm talking about. And that scene is in here, but it's a little bit different than the one that you remember. There are some really silly jokes in here. And honestly, you see a little girl just being a normal little girl. The casting for Lilo on this was so spot on. She totally nails Lilo in every way possible. And so it's very much Nani's job to still take care of her. But Nani is also trying to find a way to also take care of Nani. And like I said, that's going to really upset a lot of people. But the meaning of Ohana in this one has a little bit more of an explanation than what we understand in the original. Ohana, it means family, and family means nobody gets left behind or forgotten. And that is a very important theme in both of the movies. In this one, like I said, they change kind of how that goes. If you have any like traumas or anything like that from the foster system or from Child Protective Services or anything like that, this one may be difficult to watch. There's nothing like really traumatic or anything like that happening, but there's things that can definitely trigger those who have had certain experiences with the system and with things that are happening here. And when we kind of see how this one wraps up and when the story comes around and comes full circle with that, the ending, like I said, is not what you would expect. We don't get to see the same ending that we saw in the original cartoon. And with that, it kind of breaks your heart a little bit. But if you hang around into the credits, there is an early credit bonus scene in the movie that kind of helps put some of those pieces back together again and hints that there actually could be more to this and that there may be more of the live-action Lilo and Stitch movies. Now, would you support that based on with as many changes as they made to the movie? I kind of hope so. I mean, after all, I mean, I'm giving this a 6.5. This is still a very wholesome, very sweet story that is just, it appeals to such a wide audience. And this one may appeal to certain audiences that the cartoon might not, and vice versa. But I do think that this one at least deserves a chance. So if you have been curious about it, I do hope that you go see this one. If you are at all concerned about, like, some of the content social services things, and you want to go see this before you let smaller eyes watch it, maybe that might be a good idea too. But like I said, there is no inappropriate content in this at all, but there could be some things that are triggering to some audiences. So I just like to try to give you all the details on just kind of all of that. There's a lot of humor. I was laughing until I was coughing at a couple points in this movie, and it just felt good. I mean, there is just something about smiling and laughing and getting into a story such as this. But If you are enjoying these reviews, I hope that you like, subscribe, and share these reviews. Feel free to share this on social media. Feel free to share quotes. Just, of course, give me credit, Movie Deputy, and all of that wonderful goodness. And as always, I'm trying to direct people over to my Etsy shop to see some of the products that I'm creating that have to go along with all of these new movies. So I'm excited to share that, and I'm excited to share this. So I hope you're having fun too. Be sure to come back tomorrow. We are talking about another one of the new release hits. So I'll be back soon. Bye.